الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك، وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. One great, great ibadat which we should not be unmindful of, which we should also fulfill always, is to make isali sawab, dua and maghfirat for our marhumin. We should never be unmindful of this. This is also a very great ibadat, and one of the reasons Allah has put us in this world, that we remember and we make dua for those who have gone before us, especially for our family people, etc. And whatever we make isali sawab, it reaches the marhumin. Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi rahimahumullah, a very, very great buzurg, on one occasion he invited some people for meals, and in that was a young boy with regard to whom it was famous that he gets kashf, that Allah shows him things which other people cannot see. While they were having their meals, he suddenly screamed and cried loudly. The Shaykh asked, "What's wrong? What's happening?" He says, "I see my mother is in the fire of Jahannam. She's burning and being punished in the fire of Jahannam." The Shaykh, who had many quotas of reading 70,000 times, La ilaha illallah, 70,000 times. And he says that, and it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that Ghufira liman qal wa liman qeel. A person who reads 70,000 times La ilaha illallah, he is forgiven, and for whom it is read, whom he passes it to, they are also forgiven. So the Shaykh said, "I had quite a few quotas of 70,000 times of La ilaha illallah." So just in my heart, without any facial expression, without anything, I conveyed one quota of 70,000 La ilaha illallah to his mother. And immediately I saw he smiled, he was happy, and he was laughing. Asked, "What's wrong? Now just now you were crying, screaming." He says, "I see my mother is in Jannat and enjoying the ni'mat of Jannat." So the Shaykh says that from this incident, I realized that this hadith is a correct, authentic hadith. That reading 70,000 times La ilaha illallah, the sawab gets conveyed immediately. And also he says, I realized that from the hadith, that this boy's kashf is genuine. That he's not just making up stories or something, but that his kashf is also genuine. So this got transferred more faster than an electronic transfer. That also sometimes we find, if you do on the weekend, then for the other bank, they say on Monday it will be deposited into the account. Or even if it is done immediately, but it is this he just made in his heart, the intention, and it got transferred. And not only that, but his mother got transferred from Adab to Rahmat, from Jahannam to Jannat. Allah Ta'ala transferred her, and then there she will be forever. So whatever we read and we pass to our marhumin, it reaches them immediately. So we shouldn't ever be negligent of thinking and of the favors of our elders, our parents, our family members. And they have rights also, family rights also. Then our asatidah kiram, our mashayikh kiram, we should always also be making isali sawab to them. And it reaches them, and they know about it, and they know who sent it also. And they appreciate it also very, very greatly. And even if they are in good condition there, the more we send, the more higher their condition, the better their condition. So they appreciate it also very, very greatly. There are some people that who deny that how can somebody else's good deeds benefit somebody else. One such person, especially the Salafis, they told Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, they debated with him. So Mufti Sahib just read the ayat, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us, and we are making the dua that forgive our brothers, our family, etc., who have gone ahead of us with Iman. So yeah, you are making the dua, it's benefiting them. So he couldn't deny Quran Sharif, and he had to keep quiet. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that don't worry about all these people who make all this funny type of conclusions and remarks and their tahqeeq and their findings, etc., that this reaches, and there is more than ample proof that the sawab reaches the marhumin, and they appreciate it very much. And in return, they make dua for us also. And the dua reaches us, has effect in our lives also. However, they don't get the sawab for it. For making that dua, they don't get the sawab, but the sawab is only in this dunya's life. The minute we leave, then there is no more sawab there. Though the people make namaz in their qabr also, people make tilawat of Quran Sharif also, all that they do, it has its effect, but the sawabs are not there. So on that point, we should also understand the great value of this time that we have in this dunya. This is the time to coin it for akhirat, our whole life. And especially when this special occasions come, then that we should never be neglectful of, unmindful. We should take full advantage of it. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali has written, and there are so many incidents of this nature. One person who should go to the Qabristan daily, and he should read the dua, and there are many duas, the famous dua we read, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-quburi min al-muslimin, etc. But there are many other duas also. So he should read his dua one day, for whatever reason he did not manage to go to the Qabristan. When he slept at night, he dreamt that lot of people, man, woman, all lot of people have come to him. So he asked, who are you people and what have you come for? What do you want? They say, we are all from that Qabristan you come every day. And your gifts you send to us every day, we receive them. Today we didn't receive our gifts. So we came to you to remind you and to encourage you that we need those gifts also. And those gifts, they say, they are presented to us in trays of noor, and they are covered with beautiful silk cloth, and they all then benefit tremendously from that. It raises their position, and if any person is in difficulty and the sawabs reach him, now his sawabs are more than his gunas, so he comes out of all his difficulties. And what a great duty, isn't it, for us? One incident is mentioned also of one person who went to the Qabristan, and he sat and he made tilawat of Quran Sharif there. Then in that he fell asleep. When he fell asleep, he saw the people, they are coming out of the qabrs are opening, and they are coming. And they are coming out and they are picking up all very precious, great, great gems and stones. So, and he saw that one person, a mother, or it was the father, and he wasn't coming out. And he was just sitting comfortably. So he asked him, why are you not coming out? He says that my son, he reads every day one Quran Sharif for me, and he sends it to me. So I get so much every day, so I don't have to go and... Even those were very precious things. But he says, my son is sending me a whole Quran Sharif. So I asked him, who's his son? He told him that he's got a shop in a certain shopping market, and he makes jalebi and he sells it there and he sells. So he told him the address, etc. When he went there, Abad, he saw this young boy, and his tongue moving all the time, and he's making his jalebi. So he asked him, who are you? What are you doing? So he told him, and he told him, I read one Quran Sharif and I pass it to my father every day. And then after some time when he went, he saw that same person, he's also coming out to pick up gems and stones, etc. So then he got surprised. So he went back, perhaps his son is not doing it anymore, to remind him. When he went there, he found his son had passed away. So he's not sending more anymore that one whole Quran Sharif. So it's our duty. And there are many, many other instances like this also, that people, and they gave them the exact addresses, and they went and meet those people also. One young boy, a person went to the Qabristan, and then he fell asleep there, and he saw that all are coming out of the Qabr, and they are collecting what is being sent to them. However, this young one boy, he was sitting sad one side. So he asked him, what's wrong? You are so sad. He said, these people, all the family, friend, whoever they are, the students, the murid, they are sending for them and they are getting their share. I passed away. My mother remarried again. Now she's so much engrossed with her new husband that she has forgotten me. She doesn't send anything for me. And he told her who she was. He went. And from Parda he spoke to her, she acknowledged, yes, I hate this son, and really I've become unmindful, I don't make any isali sawab for him. I'm so engrossed with my new marriage here, and she gave him 1,000 dirhams, give it on behalf of my son. And I promise that from now I will also send regularly for my son. So all, whoever sent to one another, they all reach it. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, it's the height of insolence, especially when we inherited from our parents or from any family member according to the laws of inheritance. And even if we did not inherit, but we are the children of our parents, their favors are so great, so much upon us. And if we forget them, it is very, very the height of insolence. We benefited so much from them. And now just because they are not in front of our eyes, and a mu'min, his iman on ghaib is more than his iman on shahada. What he sees with his eyes, more than that his iman is on what he believes in his heart. So just because they are now away from our eyes and we forget them, or we remember them for a few days and then we forget them, that is very, very bad of any person. That when he's in front of us, we do things for him. When he's away from us, we forget him. So we should send regularly. The bare minimum we should do is 3 times Qul Huwallahu Ahad every day. And that whole one whole Quran Sharif Sawab. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, on one of his journeys to Haramain Sharifain, and alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate, we had Mufti Yusuf Sahib here now, and he addressed us. He is the Imam of Masjid-e-Hilal in the Markaz, Tablighi Markaz in Durban, and Allah blessed him also to go to Pakistan for the Jor also, and then he changed his tickets and how it worked out, and alhamdulillah, he managed for Ziyarat also, Umrah also, and back again. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept and open the doors completely for all and take us all over and over. Give us that desire to be there and let us pass our time also correctly there. Really appreciate, as somebody has written, that Haramain Sharifain closed. It wasn't the Saudis who closed it. It wasn't by anyone else. It's our own actions. And amongst the things that he mentioned is that in the Haramain Sharifain, it's very common, Allah make it comes to an end, that especially in the ladies section, where they have their little children with them, one is, those children are totally uncontrolled, and they run a racket there, shouting, screaming, playing, all types of things they do there. And then worse than that, the mothers give them their tablet, a cell phone on which there are comedies, there are cartoons, etc. And right in the haram, this cartoons and that, the house of Allah, and this phone, as the ulama, Maulana Hanif Jalandri, Damat Barakatum, they had a special meeting in which The ulama of Pakistan decided and retracted their view that it is permissible to use the cell phone. And he said this has made our masjids lose all their sanctity. And the greatest of masjid, Haram Sharif, Medina Sharif, there the selfies that are taken all the time and the music that goes off on the phone and right in front of Rauza-e Mubarak, right at the Kaaba Sharif, this is our amal that closed the doors for us. Whether it is the whole Muslim world, whether it is in India with the terrible oppressive government, it isn't these people really, it is all our own action. As we do, kama tadino tudano, jaise karni, waise bharni. As we do, so we get. And today, unfortunately, generally, even unfortunately, the ulama also, we really not concerned of the ummah. The ummah is gone where? But to try and help the ummah, guide the ummah. Just we are in our madrasas, we are teaching, we are doing our work and we are making our khidmat. But what is happening to the ummah and the people of batil, they are making them tar luqma, a very, very delicious food to eat. They are grabbing them. Shaitan and his agencies are grabbing our young girls, our young boys and luring them into the most filthy, dirty things and places. And then unfortunately we're thinking we are smart and we're enjoying. A person who is enjoying going to Jahannam, a person who enjoys being in the lanat and in the azab and the flames of Jahannam, and he's enjoying, what's the condition? And nobody to save him also. Nobody to tell him also. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand that while we are here, that for our marhumeen, regularly we should remember them. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he was on his way to Haramain Sharifain in Bombay, he stayed for 2 or 3 days. Second or third day, he called all his khalifas and his close associates and he told them, see, this is my second, third day in Bombay and every day, and I do this wherever I go. I make one khatam of Quran Sharif and I send it to the marhumeen of that town. And here also I've done this. So they were surprised. Hazrat Shaykh is with us. We're seeing him. We never see him reading so much Quran, making khatam. He said reading 3 times Qul Huwa Allah Sharif is one whole Quran Sharif. So we also should try on our travels also. Then whichever town we're passing through, as we enter the town, read 3 times Qul Huwa Allah, pass to the marhumeen. And they make a lot of du'as and they appreciate it. Imagine those people that nobody is sending for them sawab. And you as a complete stranger to them, and you send, and they know who it is, how happy don't they become? And what du'as don't they give? And those du'as reach us also. So every day, and all our amal, one also very, we should try practice on this also, that we do all our amals according to sunnah. So much so, that even going to the toilet, we read the du'a. We enter with the left leg, we come out with the right leg, we read the dua. And in these times when very few people are practicing, the value of it is even much more greater. So just send that sawab to somebody. Whoever comes to your mind, that friend of mine, that uncle of mine, that my tablighi sati, my haji bhai, whoever somebody comes and they appreciate it so much. And all others, when we eat according to sunnah, that eating becomes a great ibadat. When we sleep according to sunnah, that whole sleep of ours, 5, 6 hours, 7, 8 hours, all that becomes ibadat. And pass all that sawab to whoever comes to our mind. Pass it to the whole ummah also. And those people, and see what spiritual progress Allah grants us. That those people who are considerate, even the non-Muslim governments and people of the world, anyone in any catastrophe, difficulty, hard time, who helps out other people. He goes, he gives food, he sees to their needs. Everyone acknowledges it and everyone praises him. The real, where the people are in difficulty, somebody who helps them there, what is in that person's position? And in the eyes of Allah, how far doesn't he go? So we should not be we should not hold back in death. And all of us, we got our parents, most of us, our parents have, and Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, we make the Salih Sawab, it reaches the living people also. So make, even if our parents, our family, the whole ummah, sent for the living people also, those who have, and make niyat from Adam Ali Salatu Wasalam's time, all the Muslims until the end, all were still going to come also. And it is all booked and registered for all those people. So there is also one great ibadat which many times we become unmindful of. And remind one another, our brothers, sisters, when we meet family occasions, not just to talk what when we were young, how we should play and what we did. No, remind one another of these things. So Allah give us tawfiq. And these are very special moments which we are going through. The month of Shaban, in which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam kept the most roza. And the days which are coming now, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, Ayyam-e-Bid. And these 3 days have got great, great value by Allah Ta'ala. And the rewards are very great. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam kept the most rozas in Shaban. And then also that our amal are presented by Allah Ta'ala. And decisions are made. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, I would like my accountability to be done while I am fasting. So let us try and fast during this time. And Allah make good decisions for us. Allah Ta'ala forgives, overlooks us. And all, we know what we have sent, what we have got in our record of deed. But by fasting, making ibadah, dua. So one great dua that we are taught also for this night, a very great dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. Oh Allah, I seek from you your forgiveness from your punishment. I seek of you your forgiveness from your punishment. Ulama have written, this is the af'al of Allah, the work of Allah, that Allah forgives the gunas. That Allah saves us from His punishment, and He rewards us, He gives us rewards for that. Then, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi'ridaka min sakhatik. And oh Allah, I seek of you your pleasure from your displeasure, from your anger. Those are the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. So you started with the af'al, the actions of Allah Ta'ala. Then the sifat of Allah, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. That oh Allah protect us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik wa a'udhu bi'ridaka min sakhatik. Your pleasure, grant us your pleasure, save us from your displeasure. Wa'udhu bika minka. And oh Allah, I seek protection in you, from you. Now you have gone to the Zat of Allah Ta'ala. You started from the af'al of Allah, the actions of Allah. You went to the sifat of Allah. Now you went to the being of Allah. And now you're seeking from Allah Ta'ala all His goodness, His forgiveness in place of His punishment, His generosity in place of Him withholding from us. He's giving us good health in place of bad health. All, everything is with Allah. So we are seeking from one side of the coin, from the other side. So everything, so now you are, and just imagine, in this night we make our ibadat, where you have reached. Starting from the af'al, you are engaged with Allah Ta'ala, which is in itself the greatest thing. And then in the Zat of Allah, from the af'al to the sifat, and now you are right in the Zat, in the being of Allah. You have reached Allah Ta'ala. La nuhsi. And then the only thing you can say, you realize now, La nuhsi sanan alayk. We cannot encompass the praises upon you. You are anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. And that is when Allah says, you have now recognized me. And you say, you cannot recognize me. And you are limited. How can you recognize me who I am unlimited? My af'al are so great. My sifat are so great. What to say of my dhat? And those who are in my dhat, who have come to me. And this is that night that we can reach that. So this is a dua we should not be unmindful of. We should try and read this dua. Together with that one very great, precious other dua. When we leave our homes, which we read, we should read. بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Three du'as, and in return, either Allah Himself gives us three du'as, or Allah appoints the malaika to give us three du'as. That your kufita, all your needs, hudita, your hidayat has been seen to. And kufita, your needs have been fulfilled. And were hudita, no, your wuqita, and your protection, your security has been granted. We can try with this kidnappings, crooks, hijackings, everything. They are always ahead of us. The sophistication in security systems has reached such pinnacles that you cannot imagine. But the crooks are further than that. They break through all this. But amal, they cannot come one bit near amal. All this, our asbab, permissible, legal asbab also, they break through that. And all our illegal asbab, insurance policies and all that, that got no value whatsoever. But amal, they can't come one bit near amal. Amal are so strong. So we should read that dua. And then the shayateen, they speak among themselves. Now what can we do about this person who has got his hidayat also, his needs are fulfilled also, and he got his security. Now we can't do anything about it. They give up hope. وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And even more greater, now shaitan goes out of your path. He doesn't come in your path. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which path he should walk, shaitan should go on another path. Person who reads this dua, shaitan goes out of your way. Otherwise, the temptations of shaitan all the time. Now the temptations will go away. And then we should try and read this dua also. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an adilla, o udalla, o azilla, o uzalla, o azlima, o uzlama, o ajhala, o yujhala adir. Very, very precious dua, very important for us also. We will be safeguarded so greatly. Try and learn that dua and read that dua also. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.